You're listening to The Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper.
And I'm Pooh.
Oh, boy, we had your pot way up there, didn't we, Pooh?
Yeah.
Who else is here with us?
Sugar Bear.
All right. Well, folks, we're going to be coming to you in conjunction with another broadcast in near Santa Cruz, California. I believe it's Santa Cruz.
Right out of Santa Cruz, in there. Mountains overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay.
And we have Dr. Stan with us, and we've already done 1 hour on his program, and we may be the first people who've ever done this. I don't know. Has anybody else ever done this?
We've done it, but never on shortwave before. We did it, I think, once or twice before. A fellow named Schoenbrunner somewhere in the east. But this is an amazing opportunity to talk to people all over the world.
That's true. Now, are you on AM or FM?
No, we're an FM station. We do an AM broadcast in the afternoon, and then we do an FM broadcast in the evening. So right now we're on FM. We're all of Monterey Bay area.
Well, great. Okay, I don't know if your listeners are going to be able to hear this well or not going through the phone lines, but I'm going to play something that I hope it goes through real good, because you're going to get a big kick out of this. You're going to like it. Your listeners are going to like it. It's about 6 minutes long, and then I'm going to talk about where my listeners can get it, because they've been wanting to get a copy of this. I have an organization called CADGI, and some of my people put this together. So stand by, folks.
All of a sudden, in the middle of the night, there's a loud knock on your door. Hey, honey. Something's not right.
Hold your hands. Please stop that massive thing. We're here from the government. We're here to help you.
And I'm from the IRS with a pride of tax. If you've got a complaint, stay with us.
Get out of this house. Surrender your taxes. Give me your gold. You better obey if you want to come home.
Yellow Ray Salala, Reno Janet Dyke, reading the words of General Albert Pike, the money founder of the Ku Klux Klan, engineer of the Masonic Master Plan. Pike said Lucifer is God across this land. And putting things hit the mark with your right hand. While we're all dancing to the drums of uproar, right? Clinton's preparing us for another huge tax hike. Order out of chaos, depression, inflation, creates a panic and rape the nation. Crisis creation. Incite black and white programs and education.
Help me, Sam! You're surrounded! By the UN in white and brown, the ATF, the men in black, of the One World Order.
But it's not new! Iron Mountain, computer beasts, and cattle mutilations. Black projects, UFOs, and weird genetic combinations. The Nazi doctors didn't die. Come on, get him. They came here with the OSS through Operation Paperclip. National ID, debit card? Yeah. Vaccination biochip, milk carton kids, genetic engineering. Clinton says her health plan for you and your own good. Sure. And Adolf Hitler's routing drug. For who? Masonic mind manipulation, inciting riots is crisis creation. Order. Biochip implantation. Vaccinate your kids for UN identification.
This is a test for all of us. So I have today just one simple request. A comprehensive package of health care benefits that are always there and can never be taken away. Never be taken away.
Atmospheric, social illusion, media hype, planned confusion, Masonic religion. It's a lie. Got your brain for a Luciferian Messiah. The Illuminati thinks that they're enlightened, that they're to be the gods to Earth, born of incest from the sons of Satan, and their sisters from satanic birth. Hidden agenda, Kissinger, Nixon, Ford, and Bill, while your kids out back smoking crack for some cheap thrill. They've numbed us down and dumbed us down with fluoride TV drugs, the NEA, and public schools. They've taken your brightest and our best and made them public fools. With managed media, brain-bending lies and stealth, the banksters stole your wealth. Johnson, Bush, Carter, Reagan, Gore, and Dan, they've all been pushing pipes, but five master plan. Rhodes Scholar oration. Clinton speaks, then rakes the nation. Luciferian subjugation. New World Order. Illuminati coronation. Orders of the Quest. They say they're superior. They think that they're the best.
And you're inferior, you little cat.
Skull and Bones, colon T. Knight Templar, Harvard University. Knights of the Golden Circle, Ancient Order of the Rosen Cross, CFR, Albatross.
Oh, honey, Rockefeller is Bob.
MK Ultra, ISA, from the OSS to the CIA.
Mass murder is a game they play.
Galileo, NASA, Jupiter, Plutonium 2000.
You old son, they'll call it Lucifer.
Pyramid Giza. Hitler called it the Luciferian Millennium.
1,000 points of light.
Telephone, Thunderdome, I do call it Lucifer Cut. If the UN lives, y'all go back.
Wake up, stupid, and read the scoop. Mullen, sudden, driven, and tune in to Coop.
Come, Thunderdome, you say.
Bohemian Grove, Beverly Hall, Lord Betrayer, they want it all.
Yeah, they want it all.
Ginger, Gingrich, Army, Buckley, Dole, New World Order, authoritarian control.
Perfect.
Well, there you have it, folks, and that's the last time you're going to hear it for a while. I'm going to give you the address now where you can get it. Sweetwater Productions. Evan Sweetwater, CADI member, did all the technical effects and music, and Anthony J. Hilder provided the voice and the lyrics. Sweetwater Productions, Post Office Box 8222. That's P.O. Box 8222. Van Nuys, California, 91409. I'll repeat it one more time, and then one time before we sign off tonight. Sweetwater Productions, Post Office Box 8222, Van Nuys, California 91409. You get that cut and the one we'll play at the end of the hour, both for $10 postpaid. That's $10 postpaid, folks. So, what'd you think of that, Stan?
Well, I think I recognized a lot of the names there. You know, the Lucius Trust, Albert Pike, the Lord Maitreya, the New World Order. But for the people who really aren't very well educated, they wouldn't understand it. I understood it. Because, of course, the common denominator is Luciferianism, which is what energized Albert Pike and the Masons, Lord Maitreya, which is the New Age Messiah, who the New Agers think is coming. And, of course, the Lucius Trust was an outgrowth of the Theosophists.
Right.
Well, you must have a much better educated audience than ours, although I hope our audience is becoming better educated all the time and is coming to understand how all of these cultic or secret organizations interlock in the drive towards the establishment of a one-world dictatorship.
Well, I hope so. I've been broadcasting for 2 years now, Dr. Stan, and... I've devoted this hour to educating the sheeple, hoping that they'll become real people and screw their head back on straight so that we can get back on track. It would be terrible if throughout the history of the human race, man had struggled to finally become free and stand as a king in his own right, if we marched backward once again into slavery under socialism.
Well, what encourages me is that, you know, you are doing what you're doing, and there are people all across this country. I was on a network out of Wisconsin this morning, put on by Vic Eliason, I think in Milwaukee, and he is broadcasting that, trying to get the truth out across the nation. And there's a John Leffler in Colorado, and there are dozens of people around the country that I've run into who are, you know, making the sacrifice to get onto radio and putting in the time and effort and certainly the financial investment to try to get the truth to the people and help them to understand how it all works together, but it's really a spiritual battle being played out on a political battlefield.
That's correct. And unless your audience think we're some kind of religious kooks out here, these people don't really believe in Lucifer as Christians look at Lucifer. They don't believe that there's a devil. They don't believe that there's a Satan. They don't believe that there's a Jehovah or a Yahweh or any of those things. They believe in a pantheistic God. They are deists. They believe in the Luciferian philosophy, which is a metaphor when they talk about it. And that is that man was held prisoner in the Garden of Eden in the chains of ignorance by an unjust, vindictive God, and he was set free by Lucifer through his agent Satan with the gift of intellect or primordial knowing, the use of which man is in the state of becoming. Becoming what? Becoming God himself. They believe that ultimately man is God.
I agree with you totally. Lou, we have a caller on the line here. She called in just before the hour, so let's see what Gina has to say. Hi, Gina.
Good evening, Dr. Stan and your guest.
Bill Cooper.
Bill Cooper, we thank you very much for broadcasting the news behind the news. You are just about practically very few of you who are doing such a job. And it's not an easy job because the opposite people do not want to have this kind of news broadcast whatsoever. But you are with the truth, and therefore the truth will make us free. I have a question for your guest and perhaps for you, Dr. Stan. Not too long ago on the radio, I heard Linda Thompson, and for the people who do not know her, she was the one who brought this tragedy of Waco to the focus so that people would know exactly what has happened there. But Linda Thompson on that show that I heard, she said that, or her guest said that, the federal judges now are paid directly by the executive branch in the USA. That was really mind-boggling to me. And then I heard that who is at the top of that? The UN. I was flabbergasted.
Well, let's find out if yes. Bill knows anything about that.
Okay, and I will hang up.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bill, did you get the question?
Yes, I did, and she's absolutely right. It's done because we are living under emergency rule, which means that the rule of the Constitution is really not in effect. They give us the illusion that it is, and they are in the process of taking away the guarantee of the rights of the American people, what we and our forefathers called creator-endowed rights. You see, there are no constitutional rights. There are creator-endowed rights. The Constitution is to protect those rights and limit the powers of the government. Well, those protections are being stripped away. As I said before, we have no more rights under the Bill of Rights. Some of the rights that we used to have protected by the body of the Constitution are gone. Under the Treaty of Bretton Woods, Secretary of the Treasury, who is Mr. Lloyd Benson at the present time, cannot accept a salary from the United States government. Instead, he is paid by the International Monetary Fund, which is an arm of the United Nations. The ATF, or the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, actually works for the United Nations under the Department of the Treasury, created artificially by the Treaty of Bretton Woods under the International Monetary Fund. The United States Treasury is in limbo and, in effect, does nothing. supervises nothing, prints no money, mints no coins, nothing whatsoever. IRS, Internal Revenue Service, is also under the Department of Treasury, working to collect the national debt of the United States and transfer the wealth of this country into the hands of the Federal Reserve and the International Monetary Fund, where it can be redistributed to third world nations.
I've heard this before. How in the world would we ever document? Would Lloyd Pennington admit who pays his salary?
I've documented every single bit of it. We have 628 pages of documentation of official United States government documents, United States Code, statutes at large, State Department documents, documents signed by the President, executive orders over the last 50 years. It proves without a doubt that there is a conspiracy, that it was being worked from the beginning, that none of it has been hidden, that at the present time the Constitution is not in force, that we are, in fact, under the United Nations Charter and the resolutions passed by the United Nations. We're in the process of eliminating arms in all nations, eliminating the concept in international law of sovereign nation states, stripping the arms from the American people, and eventually the military forces of what used to be the Soviet Union and the United States will be united into a one-world police force, and no other peoples or nations will be allowed to be armed except for a small internal force, which will be armed lightly to subdue internal unrest.
And this is sort of goes along with the fact that we're sending Soviet astronauts up with our astronauts, and we're bringing Soviet scientists here, and then our educator researchers are working with Soviet education researchers. You sort of merge the two countries into one.
Yes, it goes much farther than that. We have Russian military officers in our military academies. We have our officers in their military academies. They have people here attending our law enforcement academies. In the Open Skies Treaty, they overfly the United States daily with bombers and military aircraft and reconnaissance aircraft. The reconnaissance aircraft are specifically equipped to monitor the disarmament of the United States. They have Soviet Politburo members and members of the military in the United States at specific stations in the United States to monitor the disarmament of the American people and of our military forces.
The next thing you're going to tell me, Gorbachev is going to be in the Presidio.
Gorbachev is in the Presidio, illegally, I might add, and has been for over a year, illegally. He has set up the Gorbachev Foundation there. The Gorbachev Foundation is a foundation set up to promote the idea of one-world socialism government.
But, you know, I think every Republican will be happy to know that the Republican National Central, either Senatory or Congressional Committee, just gave him $70,000 to give a talk. That must have been an amazing talk. He must be a very, very powerful speaker to get paid $70,000. Or is it that the Republican Party is subsidizing Gorbachev, and maybe at the top there is not a great deal of difference between the pro-communist Democrats and the pro-communist Republicans?
Well, there isn't at all, and that's why it doesn't matter who you elect to the presidency. Nothing changes. Everything keeps getting worse. You keep getting poor. The dollar keeps being devaluated. Inflation continues to occur. Unemployment continues to rise. And they've been manipulating the unemployment figures so that Americans don't understand the true tragedy of unemployment in this country today as we move toward socialism, and as American corporations move out of the country into foreign countries where they can get cheaper labor. And this all, of course, is in the process of lowering the standard of living of the average American. The intent is to eliminate the middle class, which Marx called the bourgeoisie, and bring about two classes of people, the rulers and, of course, the ruled. This is all in the process of coming about. Unemployment figures are skewed in that they don't count the unemployed, period. They count only those people who are receiving an unemployment check, and only for the period of time that they receive that check. If someone runs out of unemployment benefits, they are not counted anymore as being unemployed. If someone is not entitled to unemployment benefits, but they're unemployed, they are not counted as being unemployed. People who are homeless are not counted among the unemployed. People on welfare are not counted among the unemployed. People on general relief are not counted among the unemployed. The truth is, Dr. Stan, the unemployment rate in the United States today, if you count the true figures, is higher, much higher than it was in the Great Depression.
I'm not surprised at all. You know, one of the hard things, I think, for most people listening to is to believe that there could be a conscious program to merge America and the Soviet Union. Years ago, I had heard about a man named Norman Dodd, who had been the chief investigator for the Reese Committee, which is a congressional committee, I'm sure you know about it, that investigated the Great Foundation. So I tracked Norman Dodd down, and I actually did a taped interview with him where he told me about going to the head of the Ford Foundation, Rowan Gaither, and Rowan Gaither said to him, "Mr. Dodd, why are you investigating the Ford Foundation? Why is Congress investigating it?" And before Mr. Dodd could answer, Rowan Gaither said, "Perhaps you'd like to know the true purpose of our investigation. You'd like to know what the Ford Foundation is really doing. We here are operating under a presidential directive. We've been with the OSS for years, most of us. And that directive is to so change America that one day this country can be peacefully merged with the Soviet Union." If I had heard him say that myself, and actually I'm sorry I don't have the tape of that interview, but I have it upstairs, and maybe we can play it together sometime. It's difficult to know that this is a planned program of, you know, this is 40 years ago when Norman Dodd was told that. Norman Dodd's long since dead. But this is a long-term program to merge America and the Soviet Union into a one-world system.
You're absolutely right. But you see, nothing's hidden. We've documented it. Anyone can duplicate our research. Every single document that we have can be found in any good university library or law library. It can be found in the Library of Congress. It can be found in any of the federal records repositories across the country. As I said, and if anybody wants to get a packet of information from us, send a self-addressed, stamped, number 10 size or business size envelope, and we'll send you a packet of information. And if you'd like to purchase this documentation, once you receive that packet of information, it'll tell you how to do that. And you can send it to CAJI, C-A-J-I, P.O. Box 1420. That's P.O. Box 1420. SHOLOW, spelled exactly like it sounds, S-H-O-W, new word, L-O-W, that's SHOLOW, S-H-O-W, new word, L-O-W, Arizona, 85901. One more time, CAJI, C-A-J-I, P.O. Box 1420, SHOLOW, Arizona, 85901. USA. We are broadcasting around the world by shortwave radio 100,000 watts WWCR in Nashville, Tennessee, and by satellite Galaxy 3, Channel 17, 5.8 audio.
Well, let me put in a plug. I have reprinted a book called Foundations, Their Power and Influence, which was written by the Council for the Reese Committee that investigated the Great Foundation, for which Norman Dodd, who I talked about a little earlier, worked. And, of course, it was an amazing investigation. Every effort was made to stop the investigation. They even sent a congressman named Dwayne Hayes to the committee meetings to disrupt them under the presidential order of Dwight David Eisenhower. But eventually they did have at least a year to investigate, and all the copies of the investigation, the congressional investigation, disappeared, but the council wrote a book, and it was never distributed. It was published by Devin Adair. They just couldn't get it out. And a few years ago, I was given the plates to this, and I've republished the book, Foundations, Their Power, Their Influence, showing how the great foundations were pushing Marxism in America and trying to destroy the patriotism which every American should feel for this country. In fact, that's what Congressman Reese says in the preface to the book. And if you want to get the book, it's available by calling our 800 number, which is 5-HIV-WAR, W-A-R, because America is under siege today. We're at war, and most people don't even know the war is going on. But if you read that book, one of the most important books ever published, which is why I republished it and tried to get this circulated, you will understand that powerful and wealthy people are working to destroy this nation and emerge us into this one world system, exactly as Bill Cooper said.
That's a fact, Dr. Stan, and like I said, anybody that wants to look, wants to get their nose dirty and get in some books, and I know that's not popular to get in books today, you got to see it on videotape or on television, but you can find it. And it's not difficult whatsoever. The truth is that Senator McCarthy was right. In the 50s, he was absolutely right on target. He was vilified and destroyed by the left-wing Marxist press in this country. And the plan to subvert this nation, destroy the sovereignty, and create a one-world totalitarian socialist government has been marching right along on schedule.
Don't you think that maybe McCarthy was getting too close to the Council on Foreign Relations, and he didn't even realize that? I mean, because there's always been a force behind communism in this country. I mean, the communists didn't have enough money to maintain the Communist Party. It was always subsidized by people of great wealth and great power. In fact, Carol Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor at Georgetown University, talks about that in his classic book, Tragedy and Hope, how that the communist movement in America was financed by the great bankers. They wanted to keep it under control.
Well, that's correct, but the bankers aren't the ones in charge. It's really very, very powerful people who control the secret societies that are running the show. That's why Americans look around and they can't see an enemy. They know that this country is being destroyed. I can't go anywhere in this country without being approached by people saying, Bill, something's terribly wrong. I can feel it in my gut. I see our freedoms disappearing. I see things happening like Waco, Texas, and the Weaver incident up in Idaho that don't make sense. This is not America. This is the Soviet Union. And they're absolutely correct. They look around and they try to identify how this is occurring, and they can't see it because it's their mother, it's their father, it's their uncle, it's their grandfather, it's their brother, it's their sister. It's all of these people who belong to these interlocking secret societies and organizations, both public and in secret behind the scenes, that have one goal together at the highest levels. And a lot of time, the people at the bottom in these organizations don't even realize that they're a part of it.
I'm sure that they don't. I'm sure there are lots of idealists who think, wouldn't it be wonderful if man could create a better society? And, of course, they don't realize they're not going to create a better society. They're going to destroy the greatest society that has ever been known in all recorded history. Let's go talk to Dave here. Hi, Dave.
Hi, good evening.
Incidentally, Bill, this is a local talk show host. He is on another station in the area. Does a great job of doing interviews with people of a conservative bent, and is actually his station's much more powerful than mine.
Actually, I was going to ask Bill if he still has Stan's bearing board.
No, Stan left us. Gosh, it's been over a year now.
It was right around that time ago where I tried to contact you and left some messages and didn't talk to you.
I can't hear you. I've lost you. I can't hear you at all.
Can you hear him now?
No, I can hear you. I can't hear him.
Oh, you can't hear? Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you.
Yeah, I was saying it was about a little over a year ago that I had talked to Stan about trying to have you on the program, and we talked a few times. He sent you some information, and then he never called back again. And I just figured, well, it's one of those things that I haven't pursued it, but
Now I've lost you again.
Hello?
Yeah, now you're back.
Oh. Hey, well, I was going to ask while you're on the phone. I talked to Linda Thompson, and she mentioned that you basically had saved her some face on this scandal that was going on where she had been fed some false information, and you were the only person to come forward and warn her about it and consequently, you know, kind of save a little bit of her reputation. And that she said that she had talked to Bo Gregg about the same thing, and he made it sound like everything was going on. I'm just wondering if you had any... if you talk to, you know, Bo Gregg at all, because I've gotten different information on, you know, like, I guess, condescending wisecracking made, I guess, towards you or about you. I mean, I'm not trying to hear any laundry, but, you know, I mean, a lot of people wonder what's that all about.
Let's not create... Go ahead.
Well, I used to be one of Gregg's greatest supporters until I found out who he really was. And when I found out who he really was and what he was really up to and what Delta Force really stands for, and we found a briefing given by a lieutenant colonel on an army concept to help bring about one world government called the First Earth Battalion, a training film for young officers, that was made back in the early 80s. Then I began to investigate the Greitz and found out that he changes his religion with his audience. He never says anything of substance. He was, in fact, in charge of Operation Watchtower in Central America, which was the umbrella security for the drug planes coming in from Central America to the United States via Homestead Air Force Base, and we've been exposing him. But I got a break right now because we have to take a short break and do a commercial, so I'll be right back with you in just a minute or two.
Okay, fine.
Well, folks, the hour of the time is brought to you by Swiss America Trading. Now, I don't care where you do it, and I don't even care if you do it with Swiss America Trading, but Swiss America Trading and I both know, and you know if you've been listening to the hour of the time for any length of time, that you've got to do something to protect the assets that you've worked all your life to accumulate and that you're seeing every day shrink as the inflation of the dollar continues. And it will continue to continue, and we are on the verge of another state of rampant inflation. We were warned in his testimony to Congress by the man himself, the head of the Federal Reserve. And then again, I warned you and told you that they would raise interest rates, and that would be the first warning of approaching rampant inflation. Because they always use the raising of interest rates as an excuse. You see, they tell you that raising interest rates will help combat inflation. But yet every time they do it, inflation increases and increases, and they raise the rates more, and it increases and they raise the rates more. Money becomes readily available to anybody that wants it. More credit is issued. More loans are granted. All of these created as a bookkeeping entry. Money that doesn't exist is foisted out upon the economy, and the value of the dollar shrinks. The truth is, folks, inflation is created only by one thing: printing lots of paper, worthless money, throwing it out into the economy, making credit more readily available, granting more loans with less strict requirements. And remember, it wasn't too long ago they deregulated banking. We are in for another state of rampant inflation. The only thing in the history of the world that's ever held its value in periods like this has been what they took away from us, folks, and that's the reason they took it away from us, because it's the only way that they could rob this nation of all of its wealth and relegate you to nothing more than an indentured servant. And that, folks, that commodity, the only thing in the history of the world that has protected wealth, gold and silver, in any one of its various forms. So call Swiss America Trading. Ask for the free literature and newsletters that you're entitled to as a listener to the hour of the time. Do it now. You know that you have a tendency to procrastinate. And if you don't call Swiss America Trading, call somebody. Do something to stop the loss of your wealth. It occurs every day, whether you know it or not. Every single day, the value of the dollar shrinks. Thanks, Swiss America Trading, when you call them, for sponsoring the Hour of the Time. Mention my name, William Cooper, and they'll be glad to treat you like a VIP. Because if you listen to this program, if you understand what's happening, if you're receiving the education that we're putting out over the airways, and if you're paying attention to our admonition not to believe me or anyone else, but listen to everyone, read everything, but don't believe anything unless you can verify it in your own research and your own efforts. So call Chris America Trading now, 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. One more time for you slowpokes, 1-800-289-2646. You'll be glad that you did. You're listening to the Hour of the Time, worldwide by shortwave radio 5.810 megahertz, WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, and satellite Galaxy 3, channel 17, 5.8 audio. We're doing a simultaneous broadcast with Dr. Stan near Santa Cruz, California, and, of course, the Hour of the Time, and we have Pooh in here in studio also. Did you have something to say, Pooh, to the radio audience? You just want to smile at the microphone. Okay, you can say goodnight later, okay?
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Stan, are you there?
I'm going to say something else, David. Yeah, on your book, The Behold the Pale Horse.
I can't hear you now.
I passed it around to a few friends, and people go, now, he talks a lot about Zionism in there now. Is this kind of one of those, you know, Nazi kind of freak guy? And I'm going, why would you get that? I mean, you can read about the guy's background and everything else. So I wonder if you could maybe dispel some of those about the world's bankers or the Jewish conspiracy and anti-Zionism and all this kind of stuff that people readily accuse anybody that tries to, you know, put out any information about.
Well, sure, absolutely. Zionism, in the first place, has nothing to do with Judaism or with Jews or with the State of Israel. The State of Israel has been established, and that was the Jewish goal of Zionism. International Zionism is actually a part of British Israelism. It's worked through the secret societies, and its main protagonist, of course, is the Freemasonic lodges, which are controlled from England, also the Ancient Order of the Rose and Cross, the Knights of Malta. It is a racist group. They use the Jews to promote their agenda, and I could go on and on and on, but no, it has nothing to do with anti-Semitism, which, by the way, is one of the tools that they use. When somebody gets too close to the truth, they label them as an anti-Semite. And then all the fools and the sheeple out there hear anti-Semite and they turn off their ears. Intelligent people listen to everyone, read everything, believe nothing, but they pursue a program of real research looking for the truth, not agendas.
Okay. Good explanation. That sounds perfect.
Thanks so much, David.
All right, thank you.
Let's go to Bill here. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Dr. Stan.
Gee, I was sure we were going to hear from Bill. Bill is an expert on the Mason.
Came right in on the coattails of hearing about people being called anti-Semitic.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, you know, Bill is obviously aware of the Masonic curse on America and the world. And I think about how many people not only are related, brothers, sisters, et cetera, but also sons, daughters, etc. And, you know, you've read in the Bible there are curses on families for certain things, and when people sell their soul to the devil, there is a family curse. And I see that the whole country pretty much involved in this curse, and it's basically generations of people who at least are hoodwinked.
Hoodwinked is an excellent term.
People ask, well, why aren't these people waking up? Well, guess what? They're cursed. And
Well, now, Bill, do you have a question?
I wonder, a lot of things, but for instance, why do we allow our politicians, why do we allow anybody to be a politician in our country who has already taken an oath to the leader of an organization that goes back to the Queen of England as basically the person who's they've taken this oath to?
Okay, fine. Let's let Bill answer that. Did you get the question?
Well, you have to ask the sheeple about that. I don't vote for those politicians myself. You see, we don't pick who we vote for.
I agree.
And it doesn't matter who we vote for on a higher level. It's always someone who is furthering the agenda of international socialism, of international Zionism, of the promotion of the one world government, if you will. I wish that, someone asked, the last call, I think, asked about the Jewish thing, the anti-Semite thing. I wish Jews would wake up and understand that what's happening here is the same thing that happened in Germany as Hitler began his rise to power. The same things are going on, the same New Age, the same occultism, the same rumors, the same proliferation of prophecies and Nostradamus and all this thing. Everyone then was looking for a Messiah. Everyone now is looking for a Messiah. And I'm telling you right now, if you're not careful, you're going to get one. And the same thing is going to happen when that Messiah mounts his throne.
The similarities are so striking. The way the homosexuals are being manipulated in this whole thing. And the fears of the people. Everybody's looking for that strong man who's going to get us back to a prosperous, stable society. There was tremendous crime. There was tremendous unrest in Germany in the 20s. And it was this that encouraged people to look for the new leader. And, of course, they got one, and he was an occultist, but he was also backed by powerful people both in the United States and England.
Yes, and I might add that he was also extensively financed by some very wealthy Jews. So you have to understand that there are all different religions and all different kinds of people involved in this. They are devoted to Marxism, to socialism. They're devoted to one world totalitarian government. You can't blame this on one race. You can't blame it on one religion. It is an organization of secret societies that at the very highest level is ruled by a racist point of view that the Anglo-Aryan race is superior to all others. And it manifests itself as British Israelism. In this country, it manifests as the white Aryan supremacist and what they call Christian identity.
Okay, fine. Let's go here and let's see. Bill, do you have anything else?
Well, I was wondering, you mentioned that Gorbachev was in the Presidio, that's in our area here.
Yeah, you can drive down and shake his hand if you want.
No, thanks. I wonder if he's gotten together with our local Michael Aquino, Lieutenant Colonel up there at the Presidio, who's the Satanist and child molester.
I don't think he's still up there at the Presidio.
I would advise all your listeners to get Gorbachev's book. The name of it is Perestroika by Mikhail Gorbachev. If you haven't read it, read it, and you will learn the true meaning of democracy, and you will all of a sudden understand that this is not a democracy, was never intended to be a democracy. This is a republic, and all you screaming liberals out there that don't know what a republic is, you better learn, because we're going to bring it back.
I hope so. I had a United States senator as our guest this afternoon, and he kept talking about how we had to make the American democracy work, how we reformed as a democracy, and I don't like to attack my guests, so I bit my lip, and he was a very nice man and very dedicated to what he believed in, but what he believed is wrong. America was never a democracy, and that was the one thing that our leaders always said, is that we don't want a democracy, for democracies are air spectacles of turmoil and contention, are air incompatible with private property and personal liberty, and are usually as short in their lives as they are violent in their deaths. And that comes from the 10th of the Federalist Papers. Get it and read it and ask yourself, why wasn't I ever told that to school? Why did the man, James Madison, who wrote the Constitution, say that if this is a democracy? And, of course, we were never meant to be a democracy.
That's correct.
Well, thanks so very much.
Thank you, Doctor.
Bye-bye. And we've got Tony. I think Tony's got one more question here. Tony?
Hi. I want to ask Bill about Bo Bryson. They brought it up. And he was making a lot of news about going to Southeast Asia and identifying drug dealers, I think, in Cambodia and Thailand, and links to Richard Armitage. I was wondering if you had any opinion on that, and also about his involvement at Ruby Ridge up in Idaho. I heard a lot about how he placed these troops under citizen's arrest or something.
No, he didn't place anybody under citizen's arrest, period. It was all a scam. He was actually working for the FBI. He was wearing an FBI wire. He was called by the FBI and brought there by the FBI. And the whole thing was a scam. Makes Grice look real good. Patriots flock to him. He gets more names and addresses of people who would fight for the Constitution.
Okay.
He was talking about Randy Weaver back in the early part of 1990, two or three years before the thing ever even happened. Yet he claims he never knew anything about it until the FBI called him.
Okay, well, I
could go on and on and on and on and on if you wanted me to. The guy's he's a Trojan horse is what he is.
All right, fine. Well, anyway, my producer is telling us we've only got 8 minutes more before we have to go up. It's been a fascinating, fascinating time, and I certainly appreciate your being on with us this evening and have the opportunity to share ideas, and maybe we can do it again sometime.
Well, thank you for sharing the broadcast, and I'm really sorry that Grice scared you all away.
Oh, no.
But we call a spade on this show.
I want to get all sides, because I'm not taking any sides in this.
Oh, nobody asked you to.
Fine, then you may be entirely right.
We've proven it in his own words. We've aired many hours on this broadcast of his own words, which convict him.
Well, do you have those tapes available? Can we purchase those tapes?
Absolutely.
All right. We get them by writing to the same number.
Write to the same number. Ask for our information pack. Send a self-addressed stamp, number 10 envelope, and $1, and we'll send it right off to you.
And we would get the information pack on Colonel Grice as well?
Well, you'll get a list of the tapes of our broadcast, which tell you which ones we aired on Grice, and if you want to order those tapes, you can.
All right, fine. Well, now, that is KG...
C-A-J-I.
C-A-J-I.
Uh-huh.
Post Office Box 1420.
That's correct.
Solo, Arizona 85901.
That's right.
And so I'm going to send and get some of that information. I hope some of our listeners will want to as well. And I just didn't want to get into a long dissertation of, on the subject, and you may be entirely right. I don't know. I am very concerned because Bill Grice is organizing paramilitary organizations, and I am very fearful that these can be misused in this country. The last thing I want to see is people beginning to violate the law, because that will be used by the other side to justify the implementation.
That's right, but people should be looking at the history. He was David Duke's running mate as a vice presidential candidate in the election before last. He is now in the state of Idaho setting up a center for white separatists, and he and Jack McLam have purchased a large section of land for white separatists to go up there and live, so they'll all be together to try to form an Aryan nation of the four northwest states of the United States, according to the Aryan plan. And I could go on and on and on. He gave a Nazi salute up at the thing in Idaho to the skinheads. And anyway, get the information pack and get the tapes and listen to them, and then you'll know.
Okay, fine. Well, thank you so much, Bill. I really appreciate it. And hope we can get on here and we can do it again sometime.
Great.
Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, folks. We got an open phone line if you want to call in and talk for the next 5 or 6 minutes. And then we'll play. I'll give you that address again where you can get the music cuts. And then we'll sign off for another night of the hour of the time. The number is 602-333-2174. And good evening, you're on the air. Nope, you're not on the air. Okay, the number is 602-333-2174. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yeah, Bill, I just sent you this information. I got out of the Financial Times Friday, March 25th. It's about the Loral Corporation. And it's about the Defense Electronics Aerospace Group said yesterday it assembled a group of strategic partners, secondary investors who would provide initial financing of the 1.8 billion satellite communication systems known as GlobalStar. This is the, I believe...
Wait, stop. Don't go any farther because that's tomorrow night's subject.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Oh, okay then. And I sent you a little scoop on it, and this is what they're going to watch everybody on.
Yeah, well, we've got it all here. We've had it for several days now, and I've just been waiting for a good time to do it, and tomorrow night's that time.
Okay then, super. I'll be listening.
Good.
And also, too, you got any information on George Green? Who is he?
George Green was instrumental in the collapse of the savings and loans institutions in the state of Texas. He has been filling the world with lies and disinformation. Has published I don't know how many books, maybe about 60 or 70 books, all purportedly channeled or written by some space cadet named Hatton. Most of it plagiarized by from the writings of me and Eustace Mullins and many other people. Some of it just outright garbage made up out of the clear blue sky. I don't know who he works for or what he is, but he is bad news wherever he is and whatever he's doing.
Okay, then. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 602-333-2174. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, I'd be interested in hearing your opinion of the...
You got to turn off your radio.
Assassination in Mexico, and I'll hang up and listen.
I haven't devoted any time to that whatsoever. Tell you the truth, I'm concerned about saving this country, and I think the Mexicans should care about Mexico, and we should care about the United States of America.
I just wondered if you thought we did it.
I have no idea.
Okay, thank you.
But I'll tell you what, yes? The name of George Bush's petroleum company was Zapata Oil. The name of one of the ships that was taking supplies and people for the invasion of Cuba was Zapata. The other one was Barbara, which is his wife's name. The Indians in southern Mexico who have formed the revolution are called the Zapatistas.
Yes.
It means the shoe. The shoe has always been a euphemism for the master.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. 602-333-2174. I think the people who've always been in control are in control and are controlling now. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, I'm calling from New York. My name is Bill Donovan. I'm head of the Catholic Defense League out here.
Uh-huh.
I get a lot of media attention. I went against Al Sharpton and destroyed him. My question is this, and it might be twofold. Maybe I'm a dreamer, but I'd like to know why do people seem not to pay attention to the issue of Jewry in this country? They're in firm control of America, and it's amazing that, you know, that as Americans that we tolerate what they do. I mean, I can't believe that these people have not been insurrected against yet through their Freemason circles and all the other things that have gone on. They're firmly in charge of America. There's no way that we could butter that or water that down to Freemasonry, and which they're in control of, by the way. And I just don't understand why everybody tries to avoid the issue. The wealthy bankers are the Jews. The controllers of the military are the Jews. It always has been and always will be in this country. And there's nothing that anybody could say on these talk shows or stations or anywhere else that can get through to the people in this country. It's amazing. They've destroyed Russia. They've destroyed anything they've gotten their hands on, from Christianity on down. They've destroyed it. It's terrible. It's disgusting. And for what they've done, I mean, I hear a lot about Christian identity out here, and I tell you the truth, as a Catholic, I say they have a lot of truth to what they say. I mean, if religiously speaking, I think people should look into Christian identity. I think they have a message. And I happen to get along with them. I'd like to meet some more, because out here in the Northeast, we don't have many Christian identity people that I know of. All right? But the main point or the main thrust I'm trying to make is that the people that go against me all the time and my Christianity and against Radio Free America and against the Boers in South Africa and against other forces in Russia on the right have always been and will always be the Jews, because we're stupid. We are goys. That's for sure.
Well, my comment is, if 3.8% of the population control all the rest of the population, and if that 3% of the population, 3.8% of the population are Jews, then that makes the rest of us pretty stupid, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, but they have their front men, too.
Well, now, wait a minute. If we're that stupid, maybe they deserve to control us. My message is, get smart no matter who's controlling us, or you're going to be a slave. And if you're not smart, you deserve to be a slave.
Yeah, but I think we've got to wake up the people in this country, and I just don't see it happening.
I've been trying for a long time. We're out of time.
Oh, thank you very much.
I hate to cut you off, but I'm not cutting you off because of your subject. I'm cutting you off because we're out of time. And I told the people I'd play this last cut, and there's not going to be time to play the whole thing, and I've got to give you this address one more time. Sweetwater Productions. Sweetwater Productions. Post Office Box 8222. Van Nuys, California, 91409. $10 postpaid. It's Sweetwater Productions, Post Office Box 8222, Van Nuys, California, 91409. Folks, this old argument that we're being picked on and somebody's controlling us and all this stuff is a bunch of bullshit. If we're that stupid, we deserve it. If we don't like it, we've got to stop being stupid and we can control our own destiny. So, to me, placing the blame on other people and on other things, just don't cut the mustard. It's our fault. And until we change it, it's always going to exist. I don't like to hear anybody cry about the Jews, or the blacks, or the Aryans, or anywhere else. We put out truth on this program to wake people up, to take their power back. We are against socialism. We are for freedom for all peoples, all races, all religions, all colors, all creeds. And until that happens in this world, there will always be wars. There will always be danger. There will always be muggers. There will always be thefts. There will always be sheeple. And there will always be slaves. Good night, and God bless you all.
Welcome to the new world order. Never in human history has so few taken so much from so many as America's Illuminati and their warlords of Wall Street and Washington. In just 8 years, these gangsters and international government gangsters took us from the greatest creditor nation to the largest debtor nation on Earth. Our standard of living has dropped like a rock for 4 out of every 5 Americans. They have foreclosed on our homes, our farms, our factories. They've exported your jobs and surrendered our arms.
Today was
a new world.